is Back to Reality. Back to Reality. Back to
it's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen, from every single corner of the world, wherever you are, welcome to your program. This is Arab English Radio. You're hearing me from Back to Reality. I am your humble host, Asma, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Brother Hassanain and Brother Sayyid Jaffa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Very pleased to meet you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. So, as the ritual of this program, at the very beginning, we ask about the academical background of your study. So, shall you please tell us a little bit about your study?
Yeah, sure. I'm Hassanain and I'm from India. I'm an Islamic seminary student and studying in here in Qom.
So, I wish you all the best. And you, brother?
Thank you. My name is Sayyid Jaffa. I'm from America. And I, myself, am also a seminary student studying here in Qom.
So, wish you luck. Thank you for being here. Just to start today's discussion, I would put it this way. As human beings, we are brought into this world in order to be tested. True. Every day of our life is a single challenge between good and bad.
Yeah.
Between the evil and the good. So the question is, how could we, as human beings who have emotions and who have to think, how could we just pick sides and figure out which is right and which is wrong? That is the everlasting fight between halal and batil. How could we distinguish the two of them?
In order to distinguish the right and wrong path, like there are certain parameters, if you see that a certain thing comes under that parameter, you can that will be easier for you to identify whether it's right or wrong. Suppose, for example, someone asked me a question, like in today's world, like there are so many scholars. And, you know, scholars are of different mindsets, different ideologies. Mm-hmm. Like me, being a Shia, being a Muslim, which scholar should I follow?
Exactly, that's
so, like, there are different ideologies, right? Like, and different ideologies, like, you know, it's like completely different. Like, someone is saying something and the other one's like completely opposite
exactly.
to that. So, a common man, like, you know, he's trying to learn Islam and he doesn't know much about Islam. So, what's his job to do now? So, you know, the simple rule is just when you listen to any scholar, if you think that you're getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're getting closer to Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, you get to know that he's the right one. Like that scholar, specific scholar is the right one.
So the ideal is putting God satisfaction in front of us.
Ahsantum, yeah, that's the idea. That should be our standard. Like if you're getting closer to Allah and Ahlul Bayt, you're going in the right path. Yeah. And vice versa. If you think you're getting away from him, just get away from that scholar
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
That's what
so, Brother Jaffa, what's your idea?
Well, I just want to piggyback off of Brother Hussein on what he said. It's the scholars that you're around, say the books that were left behind by them, the teachings of the prophets, the imams, what they practically based, say, haq and truthfulness off of, you want to go based on that. And anything that would lead you away from what they've said would be considered going towards evil.
Just imagine there's no scholar that we follow. We have to go it by ourselves. Shall we trust our instincts?
In a sense, if there is no scholar, I think you have to go based off of your instincts. But just by trying to listen to other scholars and see other people's viewpoints, you get an idea of what is.
So we must ask and search.
Exactly. It's not just our instincts, but more of us trying to search to see what is true and what is
exactly.
false.
That's a very difficult situation. You know, as human beings, it has been always like this. We live for, I don't know how many time we have as our lifetime, but it's going to be very difficult to pick between the right and the wrong.
Yeah, as Brother Jaffa said, you know, we have the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and a hadith and all. So we need to follow that, like in the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already said. where there's Ali, there's Haq.
Yes.
So Ali مع الحق والحق مع الألي. So where there's Ali, there's Haq. So you need to walk in the path of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
To follow their footprints.
Yeah, in the way. You need to be on the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. That's Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Mustaqim, as per Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, is Amir al-Mu'mineen. So you need to follow Imam Ali and his teachings. So to be on the right path, you follow the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
So we must follow Ahlul Bayt, and also we must just focus on the fact that where stands the satisfaction of Allah.
Yeah.
That is the point. So right now, let's go for a little break, and we'll be back after just a short interval. Thank you for listening, guys.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, since we're living in a world which has been devastated by many wars, what about wars? How shall we distinguish which side is the right and which side is the wrong? That's very difficult to pick.
Mm-hmm. I would say the same thing. Even for war, you would want to look at both sides, right? You don't want to be biased towards one side or the other. You want to look at both sides and see what their objectives, what their goals are. Mm-hmm. What the main purpose of, say, this war is. And
you know,
again,
but
you
there's
go,
always propaganda that would tell you which one is right.
That's true. But then at the end of the day, you want to go back to and see the teachings of the imams and see which one is closer to that. Mm-hmm. Because, again, as you said, propaganda is there to sway the people who are in the middle, who don't know which side to pick, to get more people on their own side.
Yes.
As are you talking about the historical wars that used to happen before in the time of your early Islam, or the happening wars? If you're talking about the old wars, then again, that's the standard. Where you see Imam Ali, that's the right side.
Exactly.
Because that is the idol of Haq and truth.
As Brother Jafar said, the objectives of the two sides are very important. Which one is doing what based on what goal? So that is the important thing. Also, these wars happen inside of us every single day. And as I told you, it's very hard and very difficult to distinguish between haq and batil. Because if it was so easy, then there wouldn't have been all these learnings, all these studies, all these books. And still, human beings could have been lost in today's life. But let's just talk more about the internal war that might happen according to haq and batil.
As Brother Jaffa said, like objectives.
Mm-hmm.
Objectives. If you talk about the wars that are happening now, so first we need to look into the situation. Like, why is the war happening? And like, who are the oppressors and who are the oppressed? And what basis this war's going to take place? Like, if we do the study, then we get to know that who are on haq and who are on batil. Like,
yes,
this war shouldn't
true.
Be just, you know, for worldly pleasures, just to expand your boundaries.
Exactly.
If you're fighting for your right, then that might be called, you know, a proper war. But if you're just fighting to expand your territories and expand your power, like, this is not a right war.
But the army of Batil are usually so powerful, and they have all these facilities to make Haq look like Batil. You know what I mean?
That's the card that the enemy plays.
Exactly. That's how they make Haq looks like. You know, I mean, we are right. I mean, I'm just giving an example. We're right in a specific situation. But then the other side tries to use all the power and all the facilities they have in their hand to show as it's not true. The other side is not true, and it's just being playing the role of batil, though it's right and haq.
If you look into the history, if you study about Jang of Siffin, the Battle of Siffin, where Hazrat Ammar Yasir, the Sahabi, the companion of the Prophet ﷺ, he was martyred in Jang of Siffin.
Mm-hmm.
when he got martyred, the narrative, the hadith from Prophet, it spread among the people that Prophet said that Hazrat Ammar Yasir, whoever kills him, mm-hmm. will be taghut, will be on battle, will be, exactly. you know, the bad side or the false.
The falsehood. Devil.
Yeah, yeah, it will be the devil. So when people got to know that this hadith, Ammar Yasir will be killed by the devils, so thinking then, you know, Muawiyah and Amr ibn As, they got into, you know, like they were thinking, what can we do now? Like according to the hadith of Rasulullah, now we are, you know, supposed to be on the devil side.
Exactly.
So, you know, you look, you know, Amr ibn As was a crony friend of Muawiyah. Mm-hmm. Like he was really vice. What he advised was, you know, he completely changed the scenario. Mm-hmm. He completely, you know, he turned the story upside down. He said, okay, Ammar Yasir got martyred in the war of Siffin.
Mm-hmm.
It's right that our soldiers, like from our battlefield, our soldiers killed him. But who got him into the battlefield?
Yes.
So that's how enemies, they turn the story upside down.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
So, welcome back to your program. We were talking about haq and batil, which is the wrong and the right and the truth. The important thing is that there's a thread, a very delicate thread between haq and batil, and distinguishing this is a very difficult and challenging story. So, Brother Jafar, do you want to add anything?
Going back to the war that Brother Hussain brought up, even in that war, the main like group of people were still confused because they didn't know if they were going to be with Imam Ali or with Muawiyah, who brought in the Quran saying that we are the people with the Quran, don't go against us. Just like these tactics themselves confused the middle group, right? That those are the real people that you want to sway either towards haq or batil, right? There's a small group that they believe, they know, and they believe that they're on the side of haq. And there's the other side that they know they're on the side of batil, but they want to confuse the main public to an extent.
To perplex the situation.
Exactly. To make it seem like, no, we're the good guys, and the people that you think are good, they aren't good.
Yes, just as I told you. And we see it right now in modern days. All the revolutions that oppressed people do, the propagandas try to show them as the batil. Though they are being oppressed and they are tolerating so much of a difficult situation. So we're going to wrap it up. If the guests have anything to add, I'll be very pleased.
Sister, I would just like to add on the last point. Since we're talking about haq and batil in terms of war,
mm-hmm.
so I would like to say the main standard, like if some, like we have spoken about different objectives, like to identify the good side and the bad side.
Yes.
But the main standard, if someone himself is participating in a war, is he should check whether his war is for Lillah, is it for Allah
that
or not.
That is very important.
There's a main point, there's a main standard, you know, to identify anything, like to check whether it's the right way or the wrong way.
Exactly.
If you're battling with someone, just check, is it for Allah or not? Is it for the satisfaction of Allah?
That
or
is very true. Brother Jafar, do you have anything to add?
Nothing really. Brother Hussain really said it all right there. That at the end of the day, the goal for these wars is, look, are you doing this for the satisfaction of God or are you doing it for yourself? Because at the end of the day, if you end up doing it for yourself or for some personal gain, you're in the wrong.
That makes it clear that you're in the wrong side of the story. So thank you very much for listening to us. This is all the time we have. We talked about haq and batil, and we understood that there are some borderlines that shows us the truth and makes it clear which side is the right. So thank you for listening.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.